Welcome to An Alaskan Moment. A moment is a measure of time, 90 seconds. An Alaskan moment lasts a little longer, sometimes twice as much. This week in Alaska history, March 14th, 1974. Wesley Ladd was indicted for the kidnapping and first-degree murder of John F. Rich. John Rich was an Anchorage underworld entrepreneur who owned PJ's strip club, gambling dens, and massage parlors throughout the city. His daughter, Kim Rich, wrote the book Johnny's Girl about growing up as the daughter of an Alaskan gangster. March 15, 1916. The Bering River and Matanuska coal reserves were proclaimed by President Woodrow Wilson. March 16, 1901. Treadwell, on Douglas Island, was incorporated as a first-class city. March 17, 1912. The U.S. Marines withdrew from Sitka, where a contingent had been stationed since 1879. March 18, 1918. The Wilson and Sylvester sawmill at Wrangell, the largest mill in Alaska, burned. March 19, 1963. The former revenue cutter Bear, famed for her long service in northern waters, sank in the Atlantic while under tow. March 20th, 1985. Libby Riddles becomes the first woman ever to win the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race in Alaska. This Week in Alaska History, compiled by Robert N. DeArmond of Sitka, courtesy of the Alaska Historical Society. An Alaskan Moment is produced at Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting in Sandpoint, APRadio.org. Music by Paul Holmberg, with help from the Aleutians East Borough and the City of Sandpoint, and especially you, the supporters of public radio. Now for your poem. Today's poem is found on the phonograph Centennial Collection of Alaska Poetry, produced by the Anchorage Centennial Commission, 1967. Because He Flew, by Patricia Polsky.
The boundaries of my soul cannot be told by earthly things, I whose eyes have roamed the lonely soaring heights. The strings of a higher music play my lullaby. My silver wings are more than cold, unfeeling metal. How could the earth contain the joy of one whose eyes have seen the origin of rain, and from the vantage point of God looked out across the plain and down upon the mountain's highest peak? Beyond the night I hear the hum of engines in my dreams. My soul must write its name across the pages of the sky, for life is a flight through time and space unmeasured by the span of earthen things. And though he soar too high, and scorch his bright Icarian wings, even in death, because he flew, the soul of a pilot sings.